Hey, everybody. Welcome to Edge of Wonder with your hosts, Ben and Rob. Our goal is to expose covered up truths, unearth hidden history, share information the mainstream media won't discuss, and explore humanity's buried spiritual potential. And oh boy, does today's topic hit every one of those things. Did you see Elon Musk calling CERN a demonic technology unlike anything the world has ever seen? What alien tech are scientists already using right here in America? Did you know the Pentagon admitted it has off-world vehicles and not made on this Earth? Why is UFO activity so high around military bases? Also, did NASA really capture a real alien being on Mars?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, starting on Rumble for the first part of the show, and then getting to the deep stuff on our private platform, Rise.tv. We would love for you to support our work, so come on over and subscribe for just $9.99 a month. It keeps us doing what we're doing, even with all the censorship in today's world, and we give you so much back in return.
Yeah, and want to see exclusive Edge of Wonder series on transhumanism, the power of the mind, near-death experiences, communism, ancient civilizations, the big oil industrial complex, and so much more? Then come join us on Rise.tv for our coolest deep dives that we can't share anywhere else without getting censored by big tech like YouTube and Twitter.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you on Rise TV. And for now, we'll start by jumping right into a discussion on demons, CERN, Elon Musk, the Pentagon, UFOs, advanced technology, and reptilians. So we'll see you out
on the edge. Oh, man, I almost sat on the edge of Nancy Pelosi's bottle of vodka, but I couldn't flip it in. I wasn't fast enough. Kind of disappointed.
Well, better than other aspects of Nancy Pelosi.
Well, you know, that bottle of vodka is probably responsible for most of the world's miseries right now.
I'm sure it probably
especially
is.
That pesky reptilian problem you were talking about somehow.
Oh, yeah, I found some really interesting things, but we may have to save that later on when we get on Rise TV, because I don't know.
That's a little bit much.
It might be. I think so. But there's a lot to talk about, including all this stuff with UFOs and how the government is coming out now talking about it. Actually, we'll just jump right into that. So this is like the headlines that we're seeing everywhere.
Yeah, MSN.com, right?
This actually came out today. Even though there are people are like, you know, this is being kind of talked about, but this came out today. This government report admits true UFOs aren't man-made. And this is huge because this is the first time ever that some kind of government organization has came out saying that these are not man-made. So this document has revealed plans to divide UFOs or unexplained aerial phenomenon, UAPs, into two groups, those that are understood to be human-made and those that are not. It also expands upon the scope of UFOs, which are no longer limited to just flying objects by redefining them as unidentified aerospace undersea phenomenon.
That's very kind interesting. That concept has been around since all of the disasters they were having with UFOs in LA ages ago, where they were coming out of the ocean off the coast of California, and it got covered up real fast. So that's really interesting that that's come out like that.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and when you start listening to more and more people who have encounters with UFOs or even aliens directly, a lot more of them are really describing, like, we keep thinking that they're coming from someplace really, really far away and then like flying here somehow really fast. And a lot of them are saying it's like, it's not quite like that. Like they may actually just exist in another like dimension that's
around here.
Around here.
I mean, gosh, look, Ben, like if you just study the Einstein-Rosenbridge concept for a little while, you realize that if the technology can create a heavy mass wherever it is, it could have been in another part of the universe and then here right away. Like no traveling necessary. I mean, you know.
It's true. I mean, and it's like we kind of think of that. Now, granted, that time space between this our realm and wherever that reality or that dimensional space is, you know, could be, I mean, it could be a great distance, you know, when you kind of think about it in sense of time, but it's like, you know, these craft are like, seem to be more like multi-dimensional craft that can kind of come in and out of our dimension into their dimension. And actually I made so you guys, we're in the process right now of making our next cryptid series. And this is going to be about the Loch Ness Monster. And the Loch Ness Monster has all these connections with Aleister Crowley. And I found this insane connection that just blew my mind, connecting Aleister Crowley to some of the alien, I don't want to get into much specifics because we'll reveal it in the episode, but to alien, some alien aspects of what's happening. And when you start thinking about it, it's like, holy cow, it's mind blowing actually. So we're going to be filming that here in like a week or 2 weeks actually. So yeah, good stuff. But okay, moving on kind of from this and well, Rob, okay, why do you think, what's your understanding? Why would the Pentagon, after all these years, you know, first they had this like weird UFO hearing in which really was kind of like a big nothing burger. There it's more like, whoa, look at this little
They do that from time to time. Yeah.
But what do you, why now? Why do you think they actually are saying that these are not man-made? Like, what do you think?
I think there's probably several reasons for that. One is they're constantly slow leaking a lot of information over time, right? If they didn't, it would actually cause it to become more and more out of control. So this allows them, I believe, to keep control over what information is being leaked and how. I think that primarily would be the biggest part. Like, why have Nick Pope out there who worked in an office that studied these things in the community, if not just to control the narrative? And because obviously, and you know, they call it unidentified aerial phenomena too, not just UFOs. So it's like the aerial phenomena could be related to anything, not just craft. I mean, there's so many different things that could happen, you know? So I think that a combination of that, and it's a very efficient distraction from a lot of things that are going on. If you look at it from that direction, pulling a little bit of that information out can really distract a large group of people away from other things that are happening at a given time. And so I think they use it really strategically. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think there is some kind of strategic plan. And, you know, I've been trying to figure this out too. And one aspect is like, there's so much information now coming out about all of this, that it's almost impossible now to cover up. And you know, and it's like, I'm kind of torn. I don't know if sightings are increasing or if more and more people are just getting it out there or sharing this content. You know, it's like, if you look at even like 15 years ago, you know, digital phones weren't really like a big, you know, it wasn't as common to have a camera phone on your phone, you know? And if it was, it's a really crappy phone. You're trying to take anything. Oh wait, you're muted, Rob.
I was saying, if it was, it was a really advanced Nokia.
Yeah. Seriously. So that's why, like, I can't tell if it's like there's more sightings, but I do think that sightings have increased, especially, I mean, myself. I mean, man, it's almost like now I can just look up at the sky, and if I, you know, if it's pretty clear and I am there for a little while, at least I'll start seeing something. So, but, you know, more and more people are sharing this kind of content. More things are coming out. Then on top of that, you have these like military stuff that's being released. And again, that could actually be, there could be like a very strategic thing with that.
You just made the perfect point though. There's like infinitely more cameras.
Yeah.
So it's like the fact that they've kept it like this controlled is a miracle.
It kind of is, you know, I mean, but people have been talking about this for an extremely long time. So I think that, you know, maybe they're setting up for something. And what that something is, I don't know. I mean, could it be like a project? What is it? Project Bluebeam? Did I get that right? I'm always getting Project Blue Book and Project Blue Book is just like a nothing burger. It was like, that was it. That was a distraction, really, from all the UFO investigations that were happening. The Project Blue Book was really just like, it's like, oh, I saw something in the sky, and you're writing it down.
Well, and like, who knows? Like, maybe the real that was a front for the real Project Blue Book. I mean, you know, there's probably a lot more going on. Sometimes they have black ops distractions that are like that's projects true. Just to distract from something deeper, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know if they're preparing for something or preparing the world for something that could potentially happen, or if, you know, just now this is the time or what, but I do feel like there's always a motive behind these things.
Yeah.
And especially when you have like people like Hillary Clinton really trying to be at the forefront of a UFO. It's like,
you know, that cringy episode where John Podesta was on Ancient Aliens. That was like a little after we started our show. You remember that? And we were like, what is this guy doing here?
Yeah. So, okay. So Project Blue Book was back in like the 50s, the 50s, 60s. They were recording UFOs and everything. Project Blue Beam is like the three-dimensional projections that can get out there that look real, but aren't actually real. And that's kind of the difference between the two, if people are asking. But, you know, someone brought up in the chat the Battle of L.A., and that happened in the
that's where the ocean crafts we were talking about at the beginning of the episode, that Battle of LA was all about that, right?
Yeah, I actually really looking back on that, man, if that happened today, that would, I mean, that would be the biggest thing. I mean, that would literally, I'm shocked actually that wasn't the day that it was revealed that aliens exist. So it's pretty shocking. And the only thing I can think of is that so much information is now coming out. Almost everybody has seen something in the sky. So maybe at this point it's like, okay, we may need to put some things out there so we can control the narrative a little bit more. And it's like, now maybe people will listen to us if we reveal, okay, yeah, there are some things out there that's not man-made. So what is that?
Yeah. Like you give a little, you know, but then we trust them a little now because they're saying something. This is probably a more likely story, but really the reality is they're showing us a tiny speck of dust, you know?
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm kind of wondering. So, okay. So there's this, this is a little bit weird. I have to warn you guys, but he is the head of Israel's space program. And he came out, he's not anymore, but he was the former head of the Israel space program. This guy came out saying the aliens asked not to be revealed. Humanity is not ready yet. Now, again, this came out a couple years ago, but I felt like it was really important because like things like this just kind of, you know, people talk about it and then it's kind of, you move on. So when you start putting all these things together, that's when things start adding up. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. Well, first, like when we probably talked about this, it's like, okay, you know, but then all of a sudden it's like, well, now you have the Pentagon basically admitting aliens do exist. Now you have this guy talking about it. So Rob, do you want to read this? These are, quotes, from this guy, in this article.
If you want to read a little bit of this. Here's the quote. The UFOs have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet. Trump was on the verge of revealing, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation are saying, wait, let people calm down first. They don't want to start mass hysteria. They want to first make us sane and understanding. They have been waiting for humanity to evolve and reach a stage where we will generally understand what space and spaceships are. There's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They, too, are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers. There's an underground base in the depths of Mars where their representatives are, and also our American astronauts. I'm going to read this last one, too, Ben. This is
great.
Yeah,
sure. Go ahead.
Okay. If I had come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. Wherever I've gone with this in academia, they've said the man has lost his mind. Today, they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards. I'm respected in universities abroad where the trend is also changing. That's crazy.
Yeah. It really is.
This is the guy who's the former head of Israel's space program.
Yeah. This would be like the former head of NASA coming out basically saying this.
You know what would make me think that this was real? If a random star like John Lennon was talking about UFOs one time. Has that happened?
Oh, we actually have that.
Do we really?
Before we get into that, why don't we play a trailer and then we'll get into John Lennon talking about UFOs.
Sounds good.
What does the government really know about UFOs? We wonder. Is every unidentified object in our skies just a weather balloon?
The saucers are weather balloons, coming up in the sky.
We think not. The CIA declassified 3,000 documents all about UFOs. But with that came a lot of questions. Why have these been hidden for so long? What truths do they uncover? What is still to be revealed? The CIA documents have many redactions, so what lies beneath them? We're asking the hard questions and getting into the UFO topic like never before. Get ready for the craziest things we've found. It's the exclusive breakdown you've been waiting for. CIA Document Declass. UFOs.
Ben,
so for those, what were you saying?
Official. We've had so many shows, I've forgotten about some of them.
Dude, seriously, I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot we did that one.
Yeah.
So for those of you guys watching on Rumble, we have all our so Rob and I go live every week, 2 days a week, and then we have our Friday night live special that was Seth Holhouse. And on Rise TV, we have our produced content that has really all of our hard hitting stuff on it. And we have all of that on Rise TV. We probably have over 100, 200 episodes produced shows that we've done on Rise
TV. More like 300 actually.
Probably. Yeah. And basically on any topic you can pretty much think about. And so that you can check out, as well as some documentaries that we've done. And that's also on Rise TV. So I was just kind of looking at the chat. Shannon Catherine was like, I've heard about this Galactic Federation, and I read a little. My mind is blown that this guy's talking about it. My mind was blown that this guy mentioned this. You know, I kind of just assumed that was only talked about in kind of UFO circle community groups like ours and stuff. Like, I've heard this, you know, honestly, I haven't personally encountered too much with this. Like, I've heard about it. I've read about it. I know a lot of people talk about it. But hearing this guy talk about it was just like, wow. Like, he's actually talking about the Galactic Federation. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, good find.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring up this John Lennon talking about UFOs, which is...
he's really talking about the only alien in his life who was Yoko Ono, his wife. My mom's sitting over here and she just laughed.
I met her in person multiple times, actually.
Is she cool?
Yeah, she's cool.
Okay.
When I was working at the tea house, she was obsessed with the food that we had there.
Oh, yeah, that food was good.
Yeah, and it was really cool. I got to interact with her a few times. So she was really, I thought she was pretty cool. So, all right, let's play this.
Over here, up there, I saw a UFO and it went down the river. Turn right at the United Nations turn left and then down the river. It wasn't a helicopter, it wasn't a balloon, and it was so near.
And it looked what, sort of round, white, luminescent, like, and silent.
Silent, and it looked dark, like black or gray in the middle, and had white lights, just looked like light bulbs, you know? Just going off, on, off, on, off, on, blink, 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 round the bottom, and on top was a red light. Yeah. Over here, up there, I saw a UFO, and it went down the river, turned right at the United Nations, turned left, and then down the river. It wasn't a helicopter.
It's
it wasn't
pretty
a balloon,
cool, because I actually don't remember this at all.
Just like, and silent.
You know?
Silent.
So you can stop it. Unfortunately, there's not a video of it, but it's just pretty cool that it's like John Lennon talking about seeing a UFO, and these kinds of things just kind of get lost.
It was right over there, and it had a red light on it. Anything John Lennon would say adds credibility to the claim that UFOs are real.
It is really cool, actually.
Super cool. Great video.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
It really is. I'm kind of, I mean, man, you know, it's like you said, we've done so many videos, so many episodes, and we've been doing this for like since end of 2017, because we started this really in 2017. We didn't publish our first video until 2018, but we started it since then. So it's like, man, I don't know. It's possible I came across this, but I don't remember it. So
no, I just think that's why I said when we first started this, I was like, we'll never run out of content. Like, there's so much weird stuff out there, you know?
And there's always more things to talk about and more things coming out and more weird things coming out. So yeah, it's kind
of all right.
Fun.
Well, let's talk about Kathy O'Brien here, Ben.
So if you guys don't remember Kathy O'Brien, she's the one that was part of basically the MK Ultra program, coming in the 70s, and she has an insane story, all related to like sexual abuse, to like very demonic stuff, and the whole process with the MK Ultra programming. She recently is in a documentary, and it's called, the movie is called Trance. And this is a short little clip from the movie here, that they were promoting. And she's actually, this is pretty intense. She is talking about George Bush and she's talking about aliens at the same time. So just listen.
I heard discussions like at Bohemian Grove where they were talking about aliens and stuff. And even though my experience with George Bush was him doing a holographic image of turning into a lizard, because it's an innate fear of reptiles that's been conditioned from so many generations within us, that it's an MK Ultra mind control theme to say that it's reptilian in that regard. But it doesn't preclude the fact, on where is the alien influence, and is there alien influence, and what does it all really, really mean? At Bohemian Grove, when they discussed it, they said that aliens are us in the future, and that it's just a matter of time travel and a manipulation of time. They also talked in terms of aliens being dimensional and multidimensional.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She didn't seem like she just seemed like she was saying what she thought. It didn't look like there was any. Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Weird, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, you know, there's this whole like stigmata. Yeah,
I can tell you what stigmata is if you want to know.
Yeah, sorry.
A little different.
That's not what I meant. Yeah, sorry. Stigmatism.
Wrong episode, Ben.
Yeah, wrong episode. Sorry. Yeah, we're not talking about Jesus here. But yeah, you know, related to aliens and especially like personal encounters and things like that. And I think that, you know, it's becoming more and more acceptable, I want to say, you know, and it's really fascinating because I think since we've really started the show, there's so many stories that I've personally heard from, you know, our fans who are watching the show about all their encounters. And it's all actually, I can't even count how many stories that I've heard, and people aren't sharing their story because it's like, hey, let me come on your show and let me tell you my story. It's just like, oh my gosh, like finally somebody who will believe me. Like this was like what happened to me. Yeah,
that's the problem. That what you just said right there is why we started Edge Wonder. It's like, right. Why do we live in a world where there can be like literally thousands, maybe millions of people that'll tell you they saw UFOs or aliens, and it's not even accepted to talk about it? Like, we live in a retarded world. It's so weird. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why can't we talk about that? That does, right. Like, that's not cool, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And why is it being covered up so much, you know? So
it's like everyone's conditioned to either call it superstition or just not believe it, mm-hmm. because their particular, you know, like they have their particular cognition does not allow for it to exist in what their beliefs are. But it's like, we don't get to decide that. We don't know how things are structured, you know?
Yeah. So Chicken Coop Lady is asking about Kathy, how is she able to go to Bohemian Grove because women aren't allowed? Yeah. I mean, the whole thing was, she was a sex slave to the elites. So it wasn't like she was going there as like an attendee. It was like, no, that she was just part of all of that. So, and that's her whole story of how she was groomed and this whole MK Ultra thing for the elites. So,
and she's not the only person that's come out about, like, so many people have come out saying something very similar, you know?
Mm-hmm. And she's been doing this for an extremely long time. Like, she's really one of the pioneers, I would say, in talking about the MK Ultra program and how it relates to the aliens and all this stuff. And, you know,
even Roseanne was talking about MK Ultra a couple of years back. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, she was. I think a lot of people in Hollywood really understand it.
We got to get Roseanne on the show.
Dude, that'd be
I'd love awesome. To talk to her.
Me too.
I'd love to hang out with Roseanne. Yeah.
That would be cool. So, well, okay. So, you know, something else, Jeremy Corbell, he was actually on Joe Rogan talking about a lot of this stuff. And I thought it was kind of interesting. So I thought we could play this. Yeah. So Lindsay, if you want to show this, why don't we play this little clip? And then we also have some interesting UFO footage we can show too. So, okay, play this.
Active war zones right now, there is such an increased frequency of what they call UAP or UFO that they have these rules whether or not they fire upon them. And people got so mad at me for saying publicly on the news that we do fire at UAP, UFOs, because we fucking do. Specifically the area of the world that I'm talking about in the Middle East, anything within 27 to 30 miles of ground troops gets fired upon. That's it. I don't need to prove to anybody it's true. It is true. I speak with people that are there right now. It is true. And there's been such an increased frequency since 2021 that it has been pushed up to kind of like critical, where they're like, okay, these things are in our airspace. We could have collisions. But more importantly, like, we see other countries firing on these. Russia, Syria. We know it's not their assets. So the question is, whose are these? Active war.
Yeah. You know, I think like he's raising a really good point, you know, whatever your kind of views on all of this, but I think that he is raising a really interesting point, because I started thinking about it. Is it that military bases, are they choosing to locate or to build in certain areas because there's some kind of unusual activity there, or is it the
no.
other way around?
The unusual activity follows them because of the technology that they're developing is dangerous, and probably a bunch of those aliens are not only interested in that, but also in keeping humans from destroying themselves because we're a bunch of retards. Sorry, it's the second time I've used retard in this episode. Lindsay's going to beat me later.
I think it was the first.
You haven't been listening to the show then, clearly.
But yeah, so and you know, my views on this just kind of started changing a little bit more recently about it, actually, because of this. You know, I used to think that it was the other way around, and maybe it's both cases in some aspects. But you know, then again, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why there's so much, like, you, if you kind of look at certain UFO activity in different areas, like, you know, off of LA, they're off of California, there's the one underwater in New York. There's some heavy areas up there. And there are military bases in those areas where you're seeing a bunch, but it's really interesting now to think about. And that's what the Pentagon report was saying. You know, I think the most fascinating aspect of the Pentagon hearing about UFOs to me was not the fact that it was civilian. It was all military sightings. Because to them, those are more credible than just some random citizen saying, I saw a UFO in the sky. And to my understanding, that's why they were looking into them more. Maybe there is more UFO activity around the military bases, which is causing like an alert with the military. Considering now, especially, we have no idea what kind of technology Russia, China really has right now. You know, there's like space wars kind of going on at the moment, which I don't want to relate it to.
And there's Star Wars going on at the moment.
There's Star Wars going on in space. That's funny. I'm surprised I didn't say Star Wars, but yeah, there, you know, and so I think a lot of, you know, you're starting to see a lot more Congress people, and politicians really bringing this up now, because it's like, hey, look, you know, we need to know where this is from. Is this one of ours? Is it a secret craft that we made? Is it from China? Is it from Russia? Is this a threat? Should we be concerned? What's going on here? And I think, you know, this might be, you know, with all this information coming out now, it might be a little bit hard for them to cover it up as before. Before it was like the media could just say it's a weather balloon and everyone believes it's a weather balloon. But now it's like,
and it's actually though, it's kind of like you said, like, think about all the military that are observing all of this stuff. If what that guy said is true, all the military that are observing this stuff on a daily basis, crickets in the media.
Crickets.
Like, this, the word is getting out there. Why is none of this? We live in a world that looks down on new information, right? This is like the inherent problem with the construction of our world, but also the control of the storytellers, the people who are in control telling the stories. And that's sad, really, because the more that we know as human beings, I mean, if we're in our right mind, which currently we are not, the more that we can do and be. So
it's, you know, true.
It's not really up to them to hide that information. It's actually like we're not even being given a chance. You know, I mean, it's true. Would it cause like chaos for a while? Yeah, maybe. But then Kim Kardashian's going to come out and do something in a week, and then all of the attention is going to go away off on that. And everybody forgot. I mean, that's how, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how the world works. Yep. Lindsay, can you show this clear UFO photo? Okay. So I found this photo on a website. Supposedly, this is taken in China, and I honestly don't know 100%.
That is not a spacecraft. That is the Millennium Falcon.
Actually having Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, okay, so the difference between this and the Calvine UFO photo, the diamond-shaped UFO that just came out, you know, a couple weeks ago, that photo, the reason why it's so...
Like, this looks like an old CD, like, thing. You slip a CD in, there's a button next to it.
That could be. It does. Actually, it does kind of look like that. Maybe someone just like threw it off of a cliff and then it took a photo. You know, I mean, it's like, you don't know these things, you know?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ben.
No. You know, and that's the problem with stuff like this is that, you know, when you don't have like a really solid background, it's a lot harder to prove. Whereas what's different with the Calvine photo is that there's a massive history behind that photo, as well as clear documentation and government agency involved with it. So with something like this, it's like, you know, I don't know, you know, it's just like these things kind of float around and it's like, here, this is in China. This is, you know, people are starting to share this image on, I'm seeing it on Twitter, but it's like, I don't, you know, I just thought it was interesting. I'm just showing it to you guys, you know, you guys.
It was some really cool Chinese guy that dropped his switchblade comb and took a photo, and then he hit the button and combed his hair. That was a good one. Who said that? Tim Tron. He said flying switchblade. Wow, look at that, right over the Great Wall over there. That's crazy looking. Wow.
And again, like, I don't know, you know, these are the things that are kind of like trending right now on Twitter. People are talking about them. Like I said, without really a solid background of like who took it, where it was taken, you know, what was going on that day, who was notified, it's kind of a little bit more challenging. Let's see this next one. Okay. So this was posted on Reddit and this was actually deleted on Reddit. And, somebody else re-uploaded the video. It's like a video of a video, but what makes this, and it's not really anything great we're going to be looking at necessarily, but what's more fascinating is where it's located. And it was taken from a surveillance camera over the Department of Defense facility, which is why it's a little bit more interesting than, you know, again, it's like when you start having a little bit more background of this. So this, I don't know exactly. I think it's in Washington. So there's not much that kind of goes on until a little bit more in the middle. Is it playing? There, it's playing. Okay. So the original video was uploaded, and then somebody was like recording it from the original video because it was deleted. So there it shows up, you know, and then you're first like, well, it could just be like a craft or something. Or, I mean, like an airplane.
I was just halted in midair.
But then it gets brighter, and it's not really moving too much.
Then shortly I zoom in.
Where is it? Has it shown up yet?
That's that bright thing in the middle.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. And again, what makes this so interesting is that this is over the Department of Defense building. So, you know, again, like something like this is a little bit more fascinating. And and this was just with a security camera. So.
No.
It just disappeared. Yep. So.
And this was 3 days ago?
Yeah, this was very, very recent.
8/27/2022.
Yep. Yeah. And I think the fact that Reddit has been trying to delete this is also kind of fascinating. You know, if this was just like in some area, it's like, oh, okay, you know, it's just a UFO. But it's the fact that it's like kind of shows up right in front of the Department of Defense. it would make them a little bit, I'm sure it makes them a little bit nervous. Like, you know, we're supposed to be at the Department of Defense and we can't even do anything against some
Department of Defense against information, maybe.
All right. Well, we need to play another trailer and then we need to start talking about CERN and what's going on with that.
Okay. I'm in.
Sounds good.
part ape, part human hybrid. Cyborgs and Terminator technology already existing. Sentient robots becoming indistinguishable from people. No, it's not the plot of the newest Matrix movie. This is our reality, a transhumanist one. How does transcending humanism tie into eugenics, Darwinism, and even cloning? Is there any part of our world that transhumanism hasn't touched? Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine?
All right.
Well, you guys, that's another one of our series that we did. It was a four series episode all about transhumanism, the dangers behind it, everything that's going on with it, and all the weird experiments that they've been doing. And we found some really bombshell information on that one. So you can go to Rise TV and watch that series. And actually, we were invited on Steve Bannon after we did that series to talk about transhumanism. So, all right, let's see. Well, actually, okay, before we get into CERN, I did think this article was kind of funny. It's a little bit older, but this Arizona man has been trying, well, was in 2017, was trying to sell his ranch because he was tired of the alien attacks that were happening.
This is in Arizona?
This is in Arizona. The ranch is called Stardust Ranch. It actually has its own website. I'm not sure who owns it now. But again, this is in 2017. Well, this article came out in 2020. Just came out last month. But he was trying to sell this. And he was talking about how there's all these gray aliens. In fact, there's a video. Why don't we just play this video real fast, Lindsay, and then we'll kind of get into that. Because it's really fascinating. Actually, it is pretty fascinating how he talks about it. And I guess since we're like talking about aliens and everything, we might as well show this clip.
Is it in this article?
No, it's on the dot.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just a sec.
Just video. It's a news piece, actually, and it's kind of interesting how he describes it.
Yeah.
But we'll see this.
Ranch property in Buckeye.
That is going to be for.
Well, sprawling 10-acre ranch property in Buckeye is for sale for $5 million.
The reason for the price tag might just be the connection to, shall we say, extraterrestrial life. Team 12's Brandon Hamilton talked with the owner today.
Down a lonely desert road sits the Stardust Ranch.
Almost immediately from the day we moved in, we began to have strange experiences.
John Edmonds and his wife purchased the property in 1995.
I wonder if he grew the mustache to scare off aliens.
To operate their Hopeful Hooves horse rescue. Maybe. And live in the country.
This ranch has been just about anything except that.
John first started seeing mysterious lights in the sky, followed by orange orbs. That's when the uninvited guests arrived.
Literally gray aliens that attacked animals. They were in the house.
John recalls one unforgettable experience involving gray aliens attacking his wife.
Actually levitated her out of the bed in the master chamber, out into the parking lot, and tried to draw her up into a craft.
Gail Chasen claims to have been visited by extraterrestrial life since she was 4 years old. She recently moved into the Stardust Ranch and has had a positive experience.
I had liver cancer last year. When I started to get better, I wanted to come here to heal completely. I'm stronger than I've ever been.
It's a mixed bag. It's not something that is going to be for a traditional family, but it also holds a lot of secrets. It holds a lot of what I believe are future opportunities to understand forces that are in the universe.
The Working Ranch sits on 10 acres of desert land. The home features 3,500 square feet of living space and a large swimming pool. It also comes with a guest house, a separate studio, and a hay barn.
This
property can accommodate up to 20 horses, but John has a warning for anyone interested.
Please be very well grounded, because the energy here has a tendency to manifest whatever's going on with you.
Brandon Hamilton,
don't worry about that.
In this other interview,
I'd be manifesting leprechauns, all kinds of stuff in there.
In this other interview, he was talking about portals that exist. And then he said that he like killed like a bunch of the Greys with like a samurai sword. But then like he said, every time he would go to the body after he'd kill one, it would just disappear. So I was like, you know, it's kind of weird. I mean, you have to kind of say, like, I don't know if he's kind of saying this to sell his ranch and make the price go up, but I have a feeling he's probably
Ben, not. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you trust guys that have a mustache like that and shades on? I'm just kidding. Actually, I don't not believe him.
Yeah.
Think it, because of Skinwalker Ranch and
East SETI.
And you're in the middle of Arizona, like there is a high probability that this stuff is going on, but it'd be great to explore.
Yeah, it would be. There is some documentaries actually now, you know, since that report came out in 2017, there has been a few documentaries that came out about it. So you can definitely watch those. And yeah, interesting stuff, say the least. Maybe, yeah, I mean, it's possible we could even go there at some point and we'll have to see. So, okay, let's get into CERN. In Elon Musk. Yeah,
I sent you that tweet the other day, you remember? Mm-hmm. The one that they had, and I was like, I thought it was so funny that he posted this, because you know, Elon seems to be really on top of things recently. Like he's a really rational guy, and I'm more willing to believe him than other people. And so he replied or something to this. Yeah, he just with the devil, purple devil thing. And it says, please let me use the CERN Large Hadron Collider. I am normal and can be trusted with a demonic technology unlike anything the world has ever seen. You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of us have been calling this out, and I think, why is it a problem? Why is it a concern? Well, we have examples of this in history, like the Manhattan Project, where they were experimenting with splitting atoms until they were able to create a weapon that blew up an entire city, right? How many lessons like this do we need of weaponry that goes wrong? You know, look what happened in Chernobyl. I mean, there's just a lot of this stuff, and now we've got you know, the largest machine in the world bashing particles together with no accountability at all for what they're doing, and no oversight, no possibility of oversight, because it is the scientists and the people funding this thing that are playing games on planet Earth with forces we do not understand. They don't understand either, actually. They don't, because they're using theories for all of this stuff, like three separate theories that are limited in their knowledge of these theories, but they seem to work together to be able to produce these results and then test these results, and anything could go wrong. I mean, you know, this is very dangerous.
I completely agree. I mean, it's like they're playing with I mean, a little kid playing with their dad's,
you know,
tools.
It's funny. Like it's like
the chainsaw.
It's like there's that term, like, oh, you're playing with fire.
Yeah.
And this is like, no, they're not playing with fire. They're literally playing with like the worst nuclear black hole technology that could destroy the universe stuff, you know?
100%.
They're playing with it. Well, using math. Well, because you don't understand it doesn't mean we don't. Actually, you don't understand it either. You don't. If you read books of people that are there, they don't understand it. They're trying to understand it, but it's very dangerous to do.
Yeah. I just feel like they're like kids in a candy store, and then they just don't understand that it's like the candy's all poison. it's like what are they gonna do? But
even if there was more of a like extremely serious discussion going on about why they were doing what they were doing and how mm-hmm. they were being safe about what they were doing, I'd feel a lot better about the whole thing.
That's the problem. All they're doing, yeah, they're just coming out saying like, oh, all these conspiracy theories are idiots and they have no idea what we're talking about. That's not really what we're doing. And then they don't really describe what they're doing except for like, oh, we're just finding particles. Well, it's like, wait, you have the biggest machine ever created on the entire planet creating black holes. Even though granted they're a fraction of a second and they're micro black holes, but you are creating black holes and you're like fine with that. And you can't really, it's like, it's just super weird. But what's fascinating is that, well, okay. So Vice actually had an article because of all of
my favorite media out there.
Yeah, Vice. Well, this is fascinating because they did state that the Mandela effect is real. They're like, no one knows what causes it. I mean, this is actually CERN. Vice. Their headline is CERN causing collective mass delusion by creating portals to alternate dimensions. Here's an investigation, basically. And it does state the Mandela effect is real, but no one knows what causes it. CERN would like you to know it's not their particle collider. Well, thank you, CERN, for letting us know that it's not.
How the hell do you know?
Well, because it's like CERN is saying that it's not them. And it's like, okay, Hunter Biden,
how would they know? No one even understands what causes the Mandela effect. So how do you know?
Yeah, how do we really, really know? And, this is interesting. And this article goes on to say, I've been paying attention. The author is saying this. I'm sorry. Yeah. This guy Larson, he's the author of Reality Shifts and Quantum Jumps. He said this to Vice. I've been paying attention to see whether reports of the Mandela effect might increase now that CERN's Large Hadron Collider fired back up again. So far, I've not yet noticed large-scale reports of new Mandela effects in the past day or so, though it does seem there is a large and growing interest in the Mandela effect, of course. But what's fascinating in this is that he actually says, I've been paying attention to see whether Mandela effects might increase. So it's like they are paying attention to this. And this is kind of interesting because I have to admit that Feist did kind of look into this a little bit about these, and they do state that the Mandela effect is real. So, you know, it's like, it's almost like they're acknowledging it, but trying to discredit CERN with being the source of it. And honestly, I don't know, but you know, it is weird what they're doing. And now that Elon posted what he did, I have my concerns.
Mm-hmm. Even more than you did before.
Right.
Yeah.
And dude, Rob, I was like kind of blown away by this because the Daily Star also had a article titled Conspiracy Theorists Think Scientists Accidentally Transferred Us to a New Universe. And this whole thing goes on to say, like, you know, this guy on Twitter, Kami2K, he's like, I've looked into this. I looked in 10 times more Mandela effects because back in 2010, they did record a voltage level that caused these Mandela effects. Whatever portal they're opening, they shouldn't. But the interesting thing is like, I was like, he's talking about this in 2020. And dude, we were talking about this in 2018 when we first started our channel. I'm granted
the first episode we did on CERN. Yeah.
The first episode, I mean, granted, there was other people kind of talking about this, But I felt like we were kind of, I mean, man, that episode, we had like almost a million people watching it before YouTube deleted us. So it was just kind of like, dude, we covered all of this. This is crazy. And now it's like, it was such a crazy conspiracy theory back then, like completely. And then all of a sudden it's like, now everyone, it's like becoming so mainstream that you have like regular news reporting on it now. So that was one of our very first episodes that we did. That was a pretty good one, really. There was a lot of interesting stuff in that one.
I think we got like some like small fact wrong on that one or something, and then Eric like got really upset, and we had to like edit it and put it back up or something.
There was something related to the god, the no, Hindu
yeah,
god.
But you know what? What's weird is like
I called that it a woman.
Could
have been
argued to the end of the world. Like that point was like, so many different people, even within that religion, have different views, or in the Hindu religion, have different views on who Shiva is.
Shiva, yeah, that was it.
And,
yeah.
And like then there is another god of destruction, and she, it was like just a confusing, like the whole thing. It's like, what, you know, close enough, right? Eric was a video editor we worked with for a really long time. Great guy. He's working on another project right now.
Yes, he is.
So Elon Musk, what's interesting is like Elon Musk, I was looking into Elon a little bit today just because I was thinking about the CERN thing. And I was doing some research on, this is interesting, Ben. I was doing some research on similarities between Elon Musk and Steve Jobs.
Hmm.
I was just curious. And I was also trying to figure out, like, I was trying to get into Elon's head a little bit, just because he's a prolific guy. He's like created a lot of stuff. And Elon is very similar to Steve Jobs, but then also very different. And I saw this quote from Bill Gates about Elon Musk. Dude, I got to read this to you.
Okay. So,
oh, no, it wasn't about Elon Musk. It was about Steve Jobs. I'm sorry. So he said, Bill Gates on Steve Jobs. As for Jobs, he was such a wizard at over-motivating people. I could see him casting the spells, and then I would look at people and see them mesmerized. Gates told podcast host Dax Shepard August 20th. This is like a couple years ago. I could see him casting the spells, and then I would look at people and see them mesmerized. And I was like, what? Elon is like, he's very different than Jobs in that Elon actually gets in and works with everybody, with the engineers, whereas Jobs was like more, Elon is a visionary as well, but he also gets in there and does it, whereas Jobs was more of like the visionary and then would get the right people in and have them do what needed to get done. I was like a minor wizard because he would be casting spells and I would see people mesmerized, but because I'm a minor wizard, the spells don't work on me, said Gates. Like that's just super dumb Harry Potter stuff. Maybe Lindsay wants to comment on that because she has a Harry Potter poster up in her room right now.
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Well, getting back to Elon Musk, you know, what's interesting is that a lot of people on Twitter are just hammering him because it's like, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't know anything about CERN. You're not there, you know? And I'm just like, you guys.
Well, but anyone who talks about CERN, they attack. They full on attack.
I know.
Anyone,
it's like
anyone.
It's like, and it's like, oh my gosh! Like
my TikTok dude. when I do something on CERN, my TikTok feed gets like filled with people who have such wildly different. This is the problem, though, Ben. The problem is that no one gets it. No one actually gets it. Even if you get it and you publish something that's critical of it, everyone will attack you, say you don't get it, but they don't get it either. No one gets it.
That's the problem. And it's like, and the people, people don't understand. Like, dude, he has SpaceX. He's going to Mars, literally. I mean, we have no idea really what kind of technology Elon is working with.
Or is aware of with his development of the things that he's using for his different companies.
Or who he is even connected with. Like, you don't think he's connected with people at CERN? I mean, we know for a fact that Elon's using sound waves to weld steel together at SpaceX. And actually, there's actually articles even now talking about it. So this is true. He has a lot of technology that isn't being publicly used. And it's like, if he says something like this, I don't think it's just like here willy nilly, I'm just going to put this out there and just ha ha ha. You know, it's like, no, I mean, he's obviously worried about, I think, any of these elites that have this kind of power, because he knows that they're not going to do anything good for humanity, especially if they're really pushing like a eugenics kind of, world. He's not going to be for that. And like you said earlier, Rob, the big problem with CERN, it's not like, oh, hey, you know, we're going to let the world know really what we're doing, why we're doing this. And then like, we saw what happened when they activated around July 5th. It was like all this crazy weather phenomenon just kind of
around the world, around everywhere,
everywhere, you know? And it's like, okay, maybe that's a coincidence.
You're maybe attacked if you say anything about it though.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Which makes me
like, even, what is this, China? Like, that's what happens in China. Like, when something happens because of like in industry, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, if you guys are dismissing
it
all,
it's a machine generating all kinds of energy that we don't understand in a tunnel going in all of these different areas. And there's even like a thing called CERN sickness that happens to the people that come on site at CERN for a period of time while their body is adjusting to being there. It's called CERN sickness. Like they talk about it. We're crazy for pointing out weird weather phenomena. What do you think weather is? Weather is like different types of electromagnetic energy interacting with one another, producing weather. It's it's ridiculous. You know, like if they found, why do you think they were doing all of those experiments? You know, the stuff that they were doing with the weather experiments where they were putting weather balloons up there and charging different parts of the clouds or atmosphere or whatever, and then seeing what effects that it would have, because weather is a mixed bag of electromagnetic energies and highs and lows and all of this stuff, you know? Of course, frequencies and things affect all of that too, which is why, you know, HARP is such a big deal too.
100%. I mean, and all of this stuff is a major big deal. And I mean, like you said, you know, CERN is like 19 miles of tunnel of what it is. Yeah. And like, think about every movie that has to do with time travel. It relates back to CERN. It's always with this like particle accelerator that they're using to open portals to travel back in time. And the flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
Okay, so that's the only one that's different. But then again, that wasn't around when that movie was made.
Dude, and now, that thing looks like a time machine.
It does.
Looks like a time machine, CERN looks like a time machine.
Yeah. And Nacho Cheeto also made a really, on our chat, he made a really good point too. He's like, if CERN is publicly disclosed, imagine what isn't. And that's the other thing that's kind of scary. And I'm sure Elon knows this as well. You know, what other things are they trying to do? And yeah, it's like, really, what's the real purpose and why, you know? And obviously, like, I think Elon knows that this technology, it's okay. This goes back to what we talked about in the very beginning about, now you have the Pentagon coming out saying that, yes, there are aerial phenomenon now that is not man-made. Then it comes back to CERN. We can tie this back to CERN. Okay, now that we have that and we know for a fact, where did this technology actually come from? From CERN. Now that we know that there are things out there that isn't man-made, could this actually have came from alien technology And what if this alien technology was given to us in order to control us or to destroy us?
Ben, let me ask you a question. We're going to go over to Rise TV in a second, but I want to ask this first. What's the fastest way we could blow up the world? I've got an answer for this already, so I want to hear yours first.
That's an interesting question. Well, I mean, create a bunch of wars for one thing, where everyone is afraid of everybody else.
Faster way. That would take a while.
Just making a bunch of CERN-like machines and have them all operate at once.
I got it.
What's that?
Having Joe Biden administer CERN. It's over.
Well, you already have like the rocket.
He'd be like
your last child's doing that.
He'd be like, which button do I press?
But so I mean, this is kind of interesting because maybe this is really why the Pentagon is like, okay, now all this attention is going on to this like technology and all these things that are going on in CERN. I mean, the media is now responding to the so quote unquote conspiracy theorist stuff now. It's like, oh, you know, it's more of like they are on the defense and this is on the offense. I think this is where a big change happened, especially since we started the channel even back in 2018, where it's like you talk about this stuff and people found it fascinating, but a lot of people didn't really fully believe in it. It's almost like things have really shifted, where it's like it's more accepting to not necessarily believe in this stuff, but start thinking about it at least. Like, man, this is really interesting, right? And then you have all the stuff that's coming out, and like maybe this is really what's happening here. They're trying to distract people from stop them from talking about these things about CERN and all this stuff. But then it just goes hand in hand. To me, it's like, dude, this is alien technology. We have no idea really what's even happening in other dimensions. If this is alien technology that comes from another dimension, are they doing something in another dimension that is affecting our dimension or trying to control things? And maybe that's, you know, again, coming with these different timelines and the Mandela effect.
Ben, I have too many cool things I want to talk to you about on Rise.TV. So maybe we should transition over now. Do you want to tell people? I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about. You tell them what you're going to talk about, and then we'll go.
Well, what do you want to finish your thought? And then, because we have a lot of stuff to talk about on Rise TV, you can finish your thought if you want.
Finish my thought on Joe Biden blowing up the world.
What, based on what I was saying, I mean,
I just think that I think that technology is a double-edged sword. Like, it makes things better, but it, like, whenever you have something like that, there's also a downside to it. And human beings haven't really wrapped their head around that entirely, you know, and they create a lot of things that are destructive for destructive purposes. And, you know, all of the technologies to date that we've produced for different reasons have not been for information historically. May I remind you, they have been for destructive purposes almost solely. So when scientists are telling me that they're doing this for research, I kind of want to tell them to go, you know what? So it's like, that's kind of my two cents on the whole thing, Ben, you know?
Awesome. Well, you guys, there was a whole thing that I wanted to talk about on Mars, including an alien being that is on the official NASA images that looks pretty interesting. We were going to get into all that, but we're going to have to do it on Rise TV because we ran out of time. We actually went over 10 minutes already. So we're going to show some really fascinating things that we found on Mars, including a cross even that looks like something from like Masonic cross. Then we have some pretty interesting things about reptilians and some interesting videos that we came across. And these are just regular videos of people just having conversations, and it's pretty crazy with the eyes that are changing. So we're going to get into a conversation about reptilians, Bigfoot, and Mars.
Okay. And so remember that article we showed earlier in the day of the guy who was the former head of the Israeli section that was doing the UFO stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a conversation with John Vivanco the other day where he was telling me that he's remote viewed a lot of that situation. And I'm going to tell you guys what John was telling me about how complicated that situation is. and what kinds of technologies that they were using and how they were doing it and how they're controlling the information. So it'll be really interesting awesome. For you guys to hear all of that.
Plus, we have your Q&As that you've asked us, and we'll get into that on Rise TV as well. And we actually have a lot of questions already. So
yeah,
it's going to be a good conversation, you guys. So join us on Rise TV, and all of our other content is on there, and you will love it for sure. So we'll see you guys over there.
Have you ever wondered what's on Mars? Or why some ancient structures on Earth appear to be constructed with advanced technology? What's really, I mean really, on the moon? What about the moon itself? And are aliens even real? How do we, as humans, tell the truth from fiction? There are those who believe, but there are also those of us who know. We move like ghosts through the ether, quietly in, quietly out, gathering information meant to remain unknown. We are remote viewers, psychic spies. We work outside of the constraints of the physical, travel the multiverse on missions of national, planetary, and galactic importance. I'm John Vivanco, expert remote viewer and your host for the new hit series, Chronicles of the Psychic Spy, where we will explore, through remote viewing, the realms of information you were never supposed to know. Only on edgeofwonder.tv.
Hey everyone, I'm Rob and this is Ben from Edge of Wonder. You might recognize us from YouTube, where we had a popular channel from 2018 to 2020 with videos on space, spirituality, the human body, and forbidden history.
Yeah, our content covered everything cool that we found information on, which the mainstream either couldn't or wouldn't talk about.
Our channel had over 500,000 subscribers and we had more than 45 million views. But then we were censored and demonetized without warning for daring to look deeper into topics and bring you the truth.
But we refused to be stopped. Now we're excited that Edge of Wonder is going live twice a week with deep dives, interviews, Q&As, and more of the content you love.
And that's not all. We've been getting lots of requests for our timeless episodes on topics like the Mandela Effect, transhumanism, communism, and more. We're happy to say we've got them all, as well as new series every month on our own platform, Rise.tv.
And don't forget my favorites like The Power of the Mind, Near-Death Experiences, Ancient Civilizations, and our Old World Order documentary series. And the list keeps getting longer.
To watch it all, subscribe to Rise.tv, where you'll get our full, original, uncensored catalog of exclusive content, and you won't want to miss our hilarious live chats with our awesome Rise community.
Yeah, it's like we're all family over there with lots of hope and, of course, humor.
And until next time, we'll see you out
on the edge
of wonder. Yay.